Good morning, everybody. It is Thursday. Woo! Heck yeah. I made it through the week. Thursday, my Friday. I still don't get that sometimes when people say, oh, this is my Friday. I know what it is now. It's like people are like, oh, because I'm off for the weekend. This is my Friday. I guess it's an old saying. I got it a little bit, but I'm like, yeah, whatever. But I need to look up what's going on. See if there's any estate sales coming up. And I should be getting paid by my mom. The good old... we're right. Getting paid. Well, you know, for my stuff I sell and stuff like that. Yeah, the stuff I'm selling. I guess my mom does that for like a set of for me to like keep doing it. I was gonna do it no matter what. But whatever, I get paid for doing the hobby I'm already doing. Not wrong with that. Got a wet week. Oh crap! Sorry. Yeah, sorry. Forgot what week is coming up. Any special? I probably got a doctor's appointment soon, which I do need to get out of the way. Hopefully, it's a visual one, not visual, but on the phone. They do that? And man, it's crazy. What I'm gonna do? But week's good. John reminded me more of the brown bag special. That's what it was. I need to get on that. I need to get that rolling. We already got the name. YouTube getting set up. Needs to do like a little podcast and figure out what we're gonna be freaking talking about. John literally made like a 30 minute skit on his podcast, just thinking up a name. The Brownback Special stick out. It was a lot of funny ones he had. But like I said, it should be pretty good. Oh, tired. Trying to think what else is going on. Aaron, I think he made a podcast just the other day. He's doing pretty good. He's doing his thing. What it usually does. Yeah, slow down, fucker. Yeah, there's like a Suburban that left me. This car literally almost running his ass. Let me see. Yeah, he's like running his ass. He's on there for some reason. He has to go somewhere in like 30 seconds. So, yeah. But I think today's Thursday. Any big thing? Oh, we're capping early today. So, yay. That should be some fun. Fun times, Richmond High. This guy's literally passing cars. Oh, well. Maybe he'll get a ticket one day. He's lucky there's no police out in this area. But what else? Shane's still doing Shane stuff. He sent us a picture. I don't know why he sent it to us. A picture of his boy getting in trouble. So his boy did something like trying, not listening, climbing on tables, trying to color but not doing his work. And we were talking about punishment for the boy. I make jokes about like whipping him and shit like that. But you know, all for shits and giggles. I don't want Shane to beat the hell out of his kid. But it's good punishment back in the day. You got spanking. tell him to use the buckle sign. He would never walk to your table again or jump on a table ever again. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's because he does that at home or other stuff, but, you know, boy. But I'm trying to remember what else. John's doing the same thing, doing TikToks. He was talking about the other day about people at his job know he TikToks and like and see his video. I was like, yeah, because you told him. I was like, if you're trying to get a fan base, that's one way of doing it too, get extra views and stuff. But yeah. And then his boss said, yeah, as long as you don't talk about people at work. I was like, well, I mean, it's true. It's like, if you can't be just ragging on your boss. There was a guy that's pretty good. He's always talking about his job, but he's lost his job in a different way. He lost it because, you know, I guess the trade was gone or whatever. Something happened. But he's pretty big up there. And then he has a few funny skits. Like, he's like forklift certified. Or he's not lactose intolerant. He drinks whole milk. He's like that. Unlike these other guys, they only drink soy or something like that. I don't know. It's funny. I don't know. I hit every red light today. My boss was there yesterday. We were doing what were we doing? We're working in grocery yesterday, and I think we got a lot knocked out. It's gonna be less of us. It's just funny. Like, I was like, yeah, we're gonna be capping early again. That's just how it is. Thursdays are the fun days, always the fun days. But I don't know. I left like my usual time, like at 51. I was like, there's no way I'm gonna stay late for these guys. A truck showing up late, like he literally was parking in. I was like, well, it's almost 51, it's almost 52. I guess, like, well, I'm out of here. I was like, yeah, he might have hit the bay, but I was done. I was done, son. Done for the day. Sorry. Let's see. And I think the same people are gonna be here, but one person. But the one guy, he's okay. He's I guess he's a body. You gotta say that at least. He's he's there. But I was trying to think if anything funny happened. Like we finally went to Jason's Deli. And not too bad. It's like, if you're just getting the beef eater, just get the beef eater. I mean, you want beef in it or whatever. Just get what you want. Don't be hesitant to get what you don't want. Because you're going to be like second guessing it. Like, oh man, I sure got the beef eater. I sure did this. And you're going to get butthurt about it. But what's good about what's coming up, next week I get paid. I'm good. I paid off everything. All the thing I need to pay off is like maybe some credit cards or something like that. I'll be like in decent shape. Oh, I do need to get my sticker. That needs to be on the priority. Where did I put that paperwork? It's up somewhere. But yeah, I just gotta do my paperwork, get my inspection done. Pay to get my sticker, pay to stay alive. It's sticker time. What am I doing? Man, I'm not gonna be on time today with all these fucking lights, but I did woke up a little late. Well, I left the house late too, so that's my fault. And I think it's the end of the month too, so you know what that means, boys. drive safe. Don't drive fast like these other geniuses. I try to think what's going on. Is that my cat's okay? My roommate's cat's okay. Trying to think if John has any. He had a few topics on his podcast. He should be working today. He might have another one. But oh, you know, he did tell me my store got robbed. So from someone came in early, like robbed the fucking iPads, iPhones, or stuff like that. Why people were still there? I was like, that's great. No wonder, like, they were on high alert. Some guy, I guess, was hitting up Walmarts in our area. I was like, yeah, that seems about it. I remember John telling me, like, he was on video, and he was talking to a guy that used to work at our store. Like, I forgot what he did, what business he did or whatever. But he took a couple of TVs, like a lot of TVs. Like, I don't know how he did it. He just walked out, or the confidence he had, he left with the TVs. I don't know. But they were watching out for him. No, whatever happened to him. I don't know. That was like the one thing, the one hustle he got away with, or he got in trouble for it. I know he had a small business. He was trying to get a friend of ours to lend him like $10,000. He was like, oh my God. He's like, man, he's like he's lent him money before, he paid. But man, $10,000? He's like, come on, man. You know, just out of nowhere, like, try to fix that up. It is crazy. Like, I think one of his buddies had like a side business doing like lawn care, and he's always had to deal with stuff like that. Like, a guy, one of his business partners, needed to borrow some money. He was like, how much? He's like, man, $10,000. That's just the payroll. Is it like $10,000 to fix your payroll? He's like, nah, man, there's something going on. He's like, I'm sorry. I don't know if he was friends with another guy or something like that, but he was like, no, that's a no-go for me. Sorry, buddy. I was like, I can't do it. There's no way in the world he was going to, like, lend him $10,000. I remember, how was it? I paid it off. I think back in the day when I had bad, crippling debt, I paid the shit off of that bullcrap. I paid it good. I think I had, like, the stimulus checks that came in, I used it for that type of stuff, situation. And I think there was another check I got. I think it was, like, a one-time use, like, no, I didn't have to pay back or anything like that. It was, like a loan I was paying off. Paid that shit off. No, you know what? That helped pay it off the car. That paid off my loans. Man. Yeah, that helped a lot, because I think I was only paying $290. Now I don't have to worry about paying $290 a month. It's good paying off your car notes. Easy street, paid off. But I don't know what else. Oh, I don't know. John hasn't said anything much, but he did tell me he was going to try to lose some weight, and I don't know if how's that going. I know he hasn't talked about it at all, so I don't know if he has like achievement goal, trying to get down to 280 or something like that. I know a while back he was talking about dad bods and stuff, and then out of nowhere he's like, you know, he can't fit his shirts, he's getting made fun of, he's walking slower than some people, he's out of nowhere realized, man, I'm a fat fucker. I was like, maybe I should do something. So I don't know. That's his words. He said he was fat. Called himself fat. He got mad at a doctor because the doctor said he was too fucking fat. And John, I don't know what was going on. Sorry, I was ranting at the end. But that's what the fucking doctor said. The doctor said, you're obese and everything. Just like a beast. I'm not animal. Speaking of animals, I was laughing about the time this guy real at my job. He's a piece of trash. He was telling me one time how Spanish ladies were making fun of him. One called him an animal. He's like, one called me an animal. And I was almost busted out laughing. Getting called a fucking animal by a bunch of Mexican ladies. But whatever. That gave me a good laugh. Getting called an animal. But I'm trying to think what other stuff we talked about. I know we talked about the trip or whatever. I think that's it. I'm rambling way too long. But it was a good day, everybody. Y'all have a good day and a good morning. Y'all have a good one. All right. Bye.